Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Francine's drenching the Gulf Coast from about Lafayette, Louisiana to New Orleans to Mobile, Alabama. Dangerous storm surge, flooding possible. It's slightly weaker, 90-mile-an-hour winds. Jason Bergeron, president of Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana.
This path is our worst-case scenario, and thankfully it's not as strong a storm as it could be. And so we're just really making sure, you know, everybody inside the levee system should be okay. You know, maybe we have a little bit of topping, but hopefully not much. And then not having any levees break, but we're keeping an eye on it on a steady basis.
North Korea fired several short-range ballistic missiles that landed in the East Sea, says South Korea's military. Rhode Island reporting its first case of Eastern equine encephalitis, a brain inflammation. At least 9 cases reported nationally. 3 major Southern California wildfires are growing, burning homes, cars, and horse stables. Some injuries reported, some in mountain communities. This is ABC News. Shipping costs could be going up. The U.S. Postal Service says it's ending discounts that companies like UPS and DHL get to use the service. The move is meant to help the post office slow losses, but it could mean consumers pay more. Already, FedEx is eliminating its FedEx Smart Post that utilized the postal network using its own trucks and contractors. More than 36 attorneys general want to see a warning added to social media sites.
In the same way that research showed a link between smoking and lung cancer in the 1960s, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says that in 2024,
we do have growing evidence that tells us that social media use is associated with harms.
Especially, he says, to young people. 42 attorneys general have signed on to a letter urging Congress to slap a tobacco-style warning label on social media. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
France's counterterrorism prosecutor says authorities foiled 3 plots to attack the Olympic Games in Paris. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, going out to anybody who wants to improve their money life, but maybe doesn't know where to start. Step 1 is just to look at your spending. That's it. Open up your credit card statement or your bank account, and look at all the transactions and pay attention for just 5 minutes. Step 2 is to give yourself a minute to consider, does your spending reflect the life that you want to have? Is it getting you where you want to go? Which is why step 3 is really important. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself that you can be good with money. The science is very clear about this, folks. Believing that you can is how you make change happen in your life. Today, I know I can be good with money, and that started with me telling myself I could be good with money. For more tips on how to save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Governor Evers had to cancel plans to visit a northern Wisconsin high school Tuesday because of a threat. The superintendent in Hurley became concerned about a social media post and canceled school for the rest of the day. Local law enforcement looked into it and determined the threat was not serious. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good, and thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting 2 early runs.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid. Currently at 77.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olsen, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. One, two, three, four. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Yes, we are doing this. We are doing Nightlight. It is a Wednesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, the state of fall, even though it's technically summer. And I did look at those temperatures, Conrad. We're looking at, in Green Bay, low to mid-80s all next week.
So I have to turn on my AC again.
You got to turn on your AC, dude. And I don't, it's not even an, I don't even know if we should say Indian summer anymore, but because it's still technically summer, but that's hot.
Yeah.
That's too hot.
I hope there's a little wind that day, but or those days.
A nice warm wind to get the hot to get the hot on you faster.
There we go. That's what I need.
That's what you need. It's so weird. I just Cat and the Hurricane, by the way, are here at 7:35. We're gonna talk to this great band. Terry Barr introduced us to them maybe 2 weeks ago on Bar Band Friday night. She brings us great music every Friday. And Cat and the Hurricane was featured a couple weeks ago, and then they were on Max Inc. Radio, and I think live in the Lair. So we have them. They're on a tour of Wisconsin right now, so we're going to talk to Cat and the Hurricane at 7:35. They will join us. Stream or phone? How are they?
Over the phone.
Over the phone. I love it. Will all the members be on the phone or just?
I believe it's just Cat.
Just Cat. Okay, no Hurricane. Speaking of the wind, it'll just be Cat. Very mellow. But I'm excited. That's going to be fun. And we're going to hear a song from them in just a few minutes. And one we haven't heard before. This is a really good song. They have a great sound. Here's what I do. When there's a long news break, sometimes I'll step outside. If this were like the 1970s, I'd be smoking probably. I would step out like all those old radio guys do. They go out and have a smoke during the news break. But I just go out there and I don't know what to do with myself. I'm just like standing there. Like a schlub, looking, giving awkward looks to people who pass. Like, I should say hi, but I don't know them, so I don't. So that I just look at them strange. And it's just weird. And if I felt like if I had a cigarette, people go, oh, he's just having a smoke. So I think I should take up smoking.
I don't know about that. Maybe you can get the candy ones.
Oh, that doesn't look weird.
Get the candy ones and pretend, you know?
Check out Old Man River having a candy cigarette in front of the radio station. Kids, stay away from that person.
He wants to pretend he's a 1970s radio
host. I mean, look, smoking is cool. There's no question about it. If I could smoke and not have any health issues, I probably would. It looks cool. You ever smoke?
I've tried it once and it was terrible.
It is terrible. It's awful.
It is awful.
But you need something to do. You can't just stand out there with your hands in your pockets. I almost said playing pocket pool, but I don't think I can say that on the air. So,
you know, it's not.
You kind of tripped over your words there. Did I just overstep?
No, I'm just saying, you go outside, you have to be smoking a cigarette? No.
You don't have to, but, you know, to it make gives it you look something less to weird. Do. What am I supposed to do? I look at my phone, I guess. Oh, he came outside to look on his phone. I can do that inside. I have to smoke if I go outside. So I'm just, it's something I'm thinking about. We'll circle back in about a week.
Oh, okay.
Boy, the Badgers are playing Alabama this weekend.
Yeah, that's...
And based on the first two games, dude, I think it's going to be a drubbing.
So, last week...
I hope I'm wrong.
Alabama was tied with... who was it? I forget the team. But they were tied, which it was supposed to be, you know, 60 to nothing.
Right.
And it was the fourth quarter with 3 minutes left. And I look, and it's tied. I'm like...
Really?
Wow, okay. I come back a little bit later, and they ended winning by 3 scores. And I'm like... What happened in those 3 minutes?
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. They woke up. I mean.
And that's the problem they're facing Wisconsin. And I don't even know if I want to watch it.
That's the problem is like when this game was put on the books, I think they announced it like 5 years ago or 4 years ago or something like that maybe. And Wisconsin's program was trending up. I was excited, and they were, I think Paul Christ was still there when they announced this game, and he was still kind of riding the tide. I thought he was doing okay. Right? Has this game been on the books that long?
I am going to the Google.
Okay. But I think now I don't think they have a chance. They've struggled through the first 2 weeks, and whatever. Those are warm-up games, but they should have performed better, I think. I don't have that much confidence they're going to make a good showing this weekend.
Alabama has played Wisconsin once before. You probably weren't alive for it.
Like in the 50s or 60s or what?
Was
I in utero?
96 years later, it says.
Yeah, I was not around for that. I don't know. I'm going to watch. Luckily, it's good that it's on at 11 a.m. I can get on with my day at halftime if it's not a game. Maybe Wisconsin will surprise us, though. I really hope they do.
They will not.
Yeah.
They just looked really bad these past couple games. They look like a team that cannot win.
Well, they won. I mean.
But, I mean, against teams lesser. That we should win against.
Correct. All right. And what about Jordan Love's knee? Where are you at on that?
Well,
still 3 weeks? Or are they moving up a little bit?
Yeah, I think 3 to 4 is like, you know, tops.
Okay.
And I'm very happy because, you said you didn't see it, but I did.
Well, I mean, I saw the play. I didn't see anything that horrible. It wasn't like a Theismann injury or something like where, and I guess if I look closer, maybe I would have seen something pop, but I just
you
don't
would've.
Like seeing that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to see it either. But that's my friend's awful. Like, hey, look at this.
Check this out, man. His knee's all the way over there. Yeah. I can't watch that stuff. All right. So this week, it's not one of the greatest box office films that ever hit the theaters. Not one of the most critically acclaimed, although it was critically acclaimed, but not like in the high 90s, I don't think. This is Quentin Tarantino's film. He wrote this, and it's called True Romance, and it's a great movie if you haven't seen it. Patricia Arquette is in it. She plays opposite Christian Slater, who's very good. Dennis Hopper is in it, plays Christian Slater's dad. He's got a great scene with Christopher Walken, who plays a really bad guy. Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini is in it, Val Kilmer, and Brad Pitt plays a stoner. And Gary Oldman plays like a drug dealer. It's just a really great kind of caper movie. And Christian Slater plays kind of a nerd who likes to go to the movies. He's basically embodies Quentin Tarantino before he became a writer and moved to Hollywood. He used to like to watch kung fu movies, and he was kind of a geek. And that's who Christian Slater's character is in this film. And Patricia Arquette is sent to befriend him by someone, or she's like a birthday present. She's a call girl, but then they fall in love. Really good movie, really good writing, directed by Tony Scott, but it was written by Quentin Tarantino. And you totally see that when you watch the film. But we have a clip here, and this is the two of them. Patricia Arquette kind of coming clean after they went to a movie and then went for a piece of pie.
Okay, here goes. You know the place you took me to last night? The place you work?
Heroes for Sale.
You got a boss, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's his name?
Lance.
That's him. He called the place where I work. He ordered a girl for you. He said he wanted you to get laid, seeing you didn't get out much and it was your birthday and all. He wanted me to act like I just showed up. Now, how did he know you were going to be at that theater?
I go to the movies every year on my birthday. In fact, he called me up this week to find out what my birthday movie was going to be.
You're not mad?
No, man. I can't tell you. That was one of the best times I ever had. It was. You know, I knew something must be rotten in Denmark. There was no way you could like me that much. I mean, I can't tell you how relieved I was when you took off your dress. You didn't have a...
Stop being so calm about all this. Go look in your house. There's a note on your TV, and all it says is Dear Clarence, because I couldn't run anymore. So I just said, Alabama, come clean. And just tell him what's what. And if he tells you to go back to Drexel and yourself, then go back to Drexel and yourself.
Drexel, what's a Drexel?
Please shut up. I'm trying to come clean, okay? I've been a call girl for exactly 4 days, and you're my third customer. I want you to know that I'm not damaged goods. I'm not what they call in Florida white trash. I'm a really good person. And when it comes to relationships, I'm 100%. I'm 100% monogamous.
You stay with one guy?
Exactly. So I'm with you, and I'm with you, and I don't want anybody else. Now, I gotta tell you something else. When you said last night was one of the best times you ever had, did you mean physically?
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the whole night. I mean, I never had as much fun with a girl as I had with you my whole life. It's true. You like Elvis, you like Janice, you like Kung Fu movies, you like the Partridge Family.
Actually, I don't like the Partridge Family. That was part of the act.
That's Patricia Arquette and Christian Slater from True Romance, professing their love for each other. It's a really fun movie, and it's a shoot 'em up. There is violence, and that music was Hans Zimmer's, I think they just call it You're So Cool. It's score written, I believe, for that movie. I could be wrong about that. And they played at the end of the film, too. But a really kind of a fun shoot 'em up, good caper film, really well written by Quentin Tarantino. And Brad Pitt plays a stoner. He plays Dick's roommate. Do we have time for that clip, Conrad?
We do not.
We do not. Okay.
We were talking about this clip the other day. I've never seen this movie, but it was funny. You're like, yeah, that's the same movie. And I'm like,
yeah,
it doesn't seem like it could be the same movie.
That's the scene. Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, shows up to look for Dick. I forget who Dick is in the movie, but he says, are you Dick's roommate? And Brad Pitt is really stoned. He has long hair and he's like, he's just wasted. And, you know, Gandolfini kind of talks down to him and Brad Pitt gets all tough after he leaves. It's really funny. Like, Brad Pitt is a good actor and he's very funny in that role. We'll have to dig that up and play that sometime. But a great film if you haven't seen it. I might make that my popcorn pick of the week for tomorrow. Tomorrow night is at 6:35. We'll do our popcorn pick of the week. And someone from Sandy Popper will be here. Great popcorn store down in Kenosha will be helping us make our popcorn pick of the week. A new bit we do here at Nightlight, 6:35 tomorrow night. And you're welcome to share your picks as well after we discuss popcorn for a few minutes. Okay, so coming up next, we're going to hear from Cat and the Hurricane. They have this great song I love, and then they'll be here at 7:35. But we'll get a little sample size of this really fun band. Coming up next on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air. The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
From the 818, Bridget checks in. Her favorite fall festivity is making soup. That is a great one. That is so simple and so fall. Bridget continues saying, I love sitting by the fire too on a crisp fall day. You cannot beat that. That is a great fall activity. Making soup, the smell of soup and sitting. We do that a lot at our place too. We'll just get a fire going during the day, whether we're outside working or taking walks or whatever. It's just fun to sit by the fire. Where we live, neighbors will stop by. It's kind of fun. We don't do it as much as we should, but I am with you, Bridget. That is a great fall activity. You know what the best thing about fall is too? Why I almost like fall better than summer. No bugs.
True.
Like the climate is still pretty good. If it's not a crazy cold fall, I'll take 50-degree weather and no bugs, and you can still sit outside, throw a Frisbee or something.
You know what my favorite fall festivities?
Did I not ask you that? Yeah, what is it?
Monday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Football.
Yes.
And then Saturday when you hit late December.
Saturday also, yeah. I love college football as well, too. So.
And college football, true. Yeah. I know, they hate that Thursday game, the NFL does, because the players get so beat up, they don't get much of a rest. I get it. And if they did away with it, I wouldn't be upset because I feel bad. There's always those guys, oh, we're making millions of dollars. Okay, but they're still, you know, they're human beings. And, but I love the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know what I'm sick of, though, is how many different streaming services you need now to watch.
I know.
You know, there's a couple games on Netflix this year.
I did hear that, yeah.
That's just...
The only one I don't have, I can get through Paramount, Peacock, and Amazon. I'm covered with the national games. But I don't have ESPN. Mm-hmm. On all my streaming services, I do not have ESPN. So I don't get the Monday night game, but I can pirate it.
You can bundle...
What did they say?
You can bundle Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN.
Yeah, for $2,000 a month. Yeah, I pay enough. I literally get every service. So I could cancel them all and get like FUBU or YouTube TV or like you said, Hulu. But I'd rather have all the different channels. And I can't go. I already go crazy with it, but I can't. I don't know. All right. Kind of trailed off there. But I'm with you. All right, so our guest at 7:35 is, I believe, Cat from Cat and the Hurricane, a really fun new band. Actually, I don't know how new they are. Did Terry tell us that when she was here a couple weeks ago?
I can't remember.
I think they've been around a little while. Yeah. But they're doing a tour of Wisconsin right now. They have a great sound. And we heard a couple songs that Terry bought. They call themselves a queer synth indie pop band. So... we'll ask Kat about that, too, because I have not heard all those words put together to describe a band that sounds like they are the masters of this genre. But the synth is definitely, you can hear it in this song. And I love this song. It's called Therapy. This is Kat and the Hurricane, our next guest. But beforehand, let's hear the song Therapy.
Time to finally talk to someone. 'Cause you got it all, you got it all.
That is Cat in the Hurricane. That is a great tune. I love how they shout therapy in it. That's a great song. And I believe it's their most recent song. So we'll talk to Cat about that in a few minutes on the other side of the news. Yeah. They were in Max Inc. back in August, I think, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. We'll discuss all of that. Carla checking in on the text line from the 608 says, I was wondering where Carla's been. She says, not used to this new schedule. Aunt Carla from California. Now she's in California? Did she move?
No.
Just I know she lived there at one point, but is she back there?
No, she is a flight attendant.
Oh, meaning that's where she is now?
Yeah.
Have you ever flown on one of Aunt Carla's flights?
I actually haven't, no.
Okay. You think she's pretty good at what she does?
I would say.
Should we surprise her and buy a couple of tickets? Maybe some coach?
First class.
Maybe she can bump us up, right?
Yeah,
right.
I
wouldn't be a surprise. All right, do we have time? I really wanted to play this Brian Regan clip. Can we not do that? Are we not?
No, we cannot.
Oh, Conrad. Such a buzzkill, man.
All right. I mean, unless you wanted to cut off.
No, I don't want that to happen. All right, we'll hold that because we have Cat in the Hurricane coming up next. First, you're going to listen to Civic Media. Civic Media has been crushing it all day with post-debate coverage. It's been absolutely phenomenal. We have award-winning news coming up right now. And then when we come back, we are going to have Cat from Cat in the Hurricane here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Off of my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Francine's drenching the Gulf Coast from about Lafayette, Louisiana to New Orleans to Mobile, Alabama. Dangerous storm surge, flooding possible. It's slightly weaker, 90-mile-an-hour winds. Jason Bergeron, president of Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana.
This path is our worst-case scenario, and thankfully it's not as strong a storm as it could be. And so we're just really making sure, you know, everybody inside the levee system should be okay. You know, maybe have a little bit of topping, but hopefully not much. And then not having any levees break. But we're keeping an eye on it on a steady basis.
North Korea fired several short-range ballistic missiles that landed in the East Sea, says South Korea's military. Rhode Island reporting its first case of Eastern equine encephalitis, a brain inflammation. At least 9 cases reported nationally. 3 major Southern California wildfires are growing, burning homes, cars, and horse stables. Some injuries reported, some in mountain communities. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work is underway on a project to hook up every home in Superior to the internet. James Kelly has more.
The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. I'm James Kelly.
A former high school football coach in the Madison area is suing his former employer. Jason Pertzborn resigned last year while school officials investigated an allegation of bullying in the football program. Pertzborn now says he felt pressured to quit. He says school officials lied to him and intimidated him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. On Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, white corn harvests are an important cultural practice. Corn's taken to the elders, the husks are dried and braided, and seeds are saved for the following season.
But this year, one Oneida farm, climate change-fueled spring rains destroyed nearly the whole white corn harvest, and they won't be able to do their usual ceremonies this fall. Oneida farmers want to adapt and are using regenerative practices like growing cover crops to prepare the soil for future unpredictability. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding users of ATVs and UTVs to wear a helmet and seatbelts and always drive sober. Officials say there have already been 26 fatal crashes in 2024, which could outpace the number of fatal crashes from 2023 through the rest of the year. The DNR is also urging ATV and UTV drivers to take online safety courses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid. Right now it's 73.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will dive into the Marquette University Law School polling, plus special guest host Earl Ingram Jr. Don't miss it.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So, Aunt Carla responded to her own text. I always love when people do that. From the 608, she says, great to be back and listening. Love the show. Go Brewers, playing San Francisco tonight. Knock on wood for a win. Yes, fly with me. First class all the way. Carla, what kind of money you think I'm making here? We need your help. See if Carla can get us some frequent flyer bonus points.
A discount on first class?
Is that rude to ask for that? We'll fly a no frill. Just put us in with the baggage. I just want to party with Aunt Carla. All right. I'm excited to introduce this next guest. They are the leader, I believe, of Cat and the Hurricane, a really cool band with a really cool name and a great sound. We just heard one of their songs in the last segment. And a couple weeks ago, Terry Barr was here for our Bar Band Friday night that we do with Terry every Friday and introduced us to this this great band. And I'm joined by Cat of Cat and the Hurricane right now on Nightlight. Hi, Cat.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hello. It's going really good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. We heard two songs Terry brought a couple weeks ago. I think you were on Max Inc. in August, maybe?
Yes, yes. Okay. We hung out with Rocker for a little bit that night, and it was so much fun.
That's a great show, isn't it?
Yeah, we love going on with Rocker and Jimmy and Rob. Yeah. It's always a good time.
Well, we heard a couple songs, and then we played Therapy right before we brought you on. Is that your newest single?
Yes, that's our newest single. It came out not that long ago, like a couple weeks ago. We're very excited about it. It's had really great reception, and it's just like one of our new most favorite songs that we've put out, and it's just so fun to play. We love the messaging. We love, you know, talking about like therapy and how inaccessible it is and how it should be more accessible and how we should normalize it.
It's got such a great chorus. I love how you guys shout Therapy. It's just such a fun song. Tell us a little bit about your background, Kat. How did the band get together? How long have you guys been playing together? and just whatever you can about Cat and the Hurricane.
Absolutely. So we're the three core members. So it's me on vocals and guitar, and then we have Benjamin Rose on keyboard and guitar, and then Alex Nelson on percussion and drums. We've been doing the trio since 2019, so right before the pandemic, but I started Cat and the Hurricane in October of 2015. So the anniversary is it's coming up.
Nice.
So I am from the Janesville, Wisconsin area, and I used to be in a band called Pancake Riot. And we were a band. We were a band for about 2 years. We put out two albums, and then people kind of moved on. And when they moved on, they all moved on to their own solo careers. And I was the only one who didn't have a solo project. And that's how I kind of stumbled upon Cat and the Hurricane. I had music that I had written. I knew I wanted to do something with it. I didn't know where it was going to take me,
right.
But I knew I had something cooking, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys, I mean, so do you write the songs too, Kat, or is it more of a collaborative effort? Who's the main lyricist?
Yeah. So our first couple of EPs, I was the sole writer wow. of all of those songs. And then when we get into the Sorry EP era, that's when I started collaboratively writing with Benjamin. And now on this newest album that's set to come out on October 4th, I've actually got collaborative writing with both Benjamin and Alex this time.
Where do you get your ideas for songs? Where do you find inspiration to write the songs you write?
Sadness. Nice. Sadness, truly. Just sadness and, you know, trauma and just life experiences that we've all experienced, right? And so I just put a poetic spin on it, try to nail down that really catchy chord progression, and then there's the product. That's how I've done it. I didn't know how to play guitar really until I was 17. And, you know, it started coming to me. I've been a performer of sorts for a long time, but I really didn't get serious until a little over a decade ago.
And how cool is that when you all of a sudden have this passion and you know exactly what you want to do? That's pretty liberating.
Yes, it is. I never thought I'd be here, and I wouldn't be here without my bandmates. I love them very much.
That's great. Do you guys do you write lyrics first, Kat, or music, or does it vary? How does that work? I see music documentaries where they go in and they're like, you know, some of these bands, they have like two lines and then they all work on it together and pound it out. What's that process like for Cat and the Hurricane?
For me, a couple years ago, it was just a lot of lyrics, lots of lyrics first. But then I got into a time in my life where I was just all about chord progressions. And so it really varies. It really depends.
Okay.
And it's been really, for me, like such a weight off my shoulders to be able to defer to my bandmates of like, I don't have to be the sole song, like lyrical writer anymore. I can lean on my bandmates because they're just as brilliant as I am.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to step into that collaborative phase of what Cat and the Hurricane is turning into.
That's a great answer. So you guys, you call yourselves a queer synth indie pop band. I think I hear some punk in there, at least in therapy. Do people think you're a punk band sometimes?
Maybe with therapy, with this new sound that we've got rolling out. Yeah, probably. Our tagline, or one of the favorite taglines that we use, is every gender, every genre.
Oh, nice.
Because I feel like with the backgrounds that I have with, you know, the mix of me and Benjamin and Alex and even our two friends who are also musicians that play with us on a regular basis, everybody from their various backgrounds all bring something to the table in terms of like genre and their upbringing of what they listen to. So it's really a melting pot. We kind of try to experiment with a little bit of everything.
That's cool. And it comes across... Therapy did not sound like the two songs we heard previously that Terry brought us here on our Bar Band Friday. So that sounds about right. So you've got this tour. You've got a lot of good Wisconsin dates. Tell us about where you're at in the tour and how's it going so far?
It's going good. We love booking around Wisconsin because there's so many places in Wisconsin that we've never played before. So it's really nice to be like, hey, we're going to actually play Sheboygan now. And, you know, Appleton is one that we always love coming back to. We're going to be playing Appleton this weekend, this Friday, nice. With 7,000 apart. And Kindly from Kenosha at the Appleton Beer Factory. We're really excited for that one. And then we got Green Bay coming up for the new Pride Alive. And then we're playing a Project North Festival in Rhinelander. So Rhinelander, another one off the list of places we've never played before.
Nice. Okay, so 7,000 Apart has been here in the studio 3 or 4 times. They're great. When you are in Green Bay, you have an open invitation. I know you get busy with a tour, and I'm not trying to pressure you, but I would love to have Cat and the Hurricane in the studio. So just keep that in the back of your mind sometime.
Okay, right. I will.
Well, that sounds like a fun tour. So do you have favorite cities you like to play or venues?
Oh, yeah. We always love visiting Minneapolis. We've got a lot of wonderful friends that we've made over the years that are also musicians that live there. We love Chicago. Our following keeps getting bigger every single time we go. And we're obviously pretty situated in Madison, but we love going to Milwaukee because that's just like the next market that we like really want to connect with people over there. And so that's why we keep hitting these markets again and again. Cause we just love coming back and we find new fans every single time. And as of lately, we've been having a lot of people come to our shows and be like, I saw you on TikTok.
Oh,
and I'm
nice.
Like, wow. Holy cow. I guess TikTok is kind of working. Amazing.
You've got, October 4th at the High Noon Saloon. Love the name of that place in Madison. October 9th, Cat and the Hurricane is at the Subterranean in Chicago. Then on October 17th, X-Ray Arcade. Love that name. X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy. Yeah. But you'll be in Green Bay. When will you guys be in Green Bay?
That is next weekend. It is Friday, the 20th.
All right.
That event starts at 5 p.m. is when the doors open. And then we're going to have like an opening drag show from 6 to 7:30. And then you can catch Cat and the Hurricane from 7:45 to 9 p.m. that night.
Very cool. My guest is Cat.
That's 21 plus for that one.
Okay. Is that not typical? Sometimes they let like over 18 in or?
So they typically have 2 days. So the Friday night, they'll usually make that the 21 plus. And then the Saturday, they'll have the all ages show. So everybody can come.
Okay. That is the voice of Cat from Cat and the Hurricane. They're coming to Green Bay next weekend. You can catch them anywhere around the state. We're on statewide, Cat, so I'm trying to get the word out for some of these other cities. But they have been nice enough to join us here on Nightlight and talk a little bit about their band. You've opened for some big acts, haven't you?
Yes. I'm thinking back. I'm like, who have we opened for? Yam House is one that comes to mind. We also just recently played the Sylvie in Madison, Wisconsin, which is one of the bigger stages.
Yeah.
That was an absolute blast.
Nice.
Gosh, who else have we opened for? I'm like,
yeah, Terry told us a couple weeks ago, but I know that you guys were kind of a draw and one of those. I like to tell the story in the late 80s. I had a friend who had an extra ticket for U2 at the Rosemont Horizon. I lived in Chicago and dragged me to the show, Kat. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, why wouldn't I go? It was $20 a ticket back then.
Oh my gosh.
And I discovered the Bodines were the opening act. So,
okay.
You know, and I'm not saying they blew U2 out of the water. They didn't, because U2 has this big bells and whistles show and U2 is awesome. But I was like, who is this great band from Wisconsin, the Bodines?
Yeah.
So, such a fun, when you get with the right band as an opener, that I know is great too. What is the culture like in Madison, Kat, in terms of music? Is it a good music city?
Yes, it is. I feel that the smaller venues have suffered because of the last couple of years with the pandemic. So we've had some closures of some really great places, but there are the staples like the Burr Oak. The Harmony Bar and Grill is right around the corner from where I live. I love that place so much. It's an old jazz bar that was going to close its doors, and then it was saved by a local musician here in Madison. But other places like the Crystal Corner, and Gamma Ray. Gamma Ray is another one that just opened this last summer, and we have yet to play there, and we're excited to get in there. nice. Whenever we do.
Yeah, it's I always thought it was a great band town. I just didn't know, like, the perspective from a musician or an up-and-coming band, what you felt about it. But
yes, absolutely. There's so much talent here. There's truly so much talent here.
Yeah, honestly, every week Terry brings bands, I'm like, all these bands are from Wisconsin. Like, that's the only way I've found new music is since I started doing this show, because you kind of get set in your ways, you know, when you listen to your old catalog. But this has just been so much fun finding all these new bands. All right, the synth sound. Is that as crisp outside? It's so, like, when it's there, it's so great. But it seems like it's better on a studio recording than outside live. Do you notice a difference when you're playing?
Huh, that's a good question. It's kind of hard to quantify because I will never be able to be in the crowd at the same time because I'm on stage playing.
Right.
But I hope that it cuts through. I know. So like that was a bucket list instrument for us for the longest time. We're like, if we could just save up, it would be so cool to have this. And we finally achieved it. Thanks Sweetwater. That's a shout out to Sweetwater. Finance it. we're still paying it off. It's fine.
That's awesome.
But, we finally achieved that, and it just brings such a cool element to our live shows, where Benjamin can literally just take the guitar and run around stage like a rock star. people really are into it, and it's really fun.
That's great. Can I ask, can I keep you for like 2 minutes? We got to do a very short break.
Absolutely.
All right. Kat is here from Kat and the Hurricane. I'm going to ask Kat, where the name comes from next, and then we'll ask Kat what they're watching on TV as well. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Got a few more minutes here with Kat of Kat and the Hurricane, a great band. If you have not heard of them, you will, and you should. You should seek them out. They're October 4th. They're at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, October 17th in Cudahy, and September 20th, they'll be here in Green Bay. So check out, where can people get tickets, Kat?
Oh, you can find us on catandthehurricane.com.
Okay.
Everything you need is right there, packaged up real nice and tight. But you can find us on all those social medias, too. And there's lots of links that will take you to where you need to go to get tickets.
It's really tough not to find a band or information about a band that you want to see nowadays. It's great.
Yes.
Where does the name come from?
So... when I wanted to start my own project and just start solo and do just acoustic music, I knew that I needed a title and I wanted something kind of, you know, out there. And It's as simple as I Googled a band name generator. And with the band name generator, you can type in a word and then you hit generate and generate and generate until you find something that you really like. And it generated something close to something like Cat and the Weather. And I kind of like that. So I played off of weather and I eventually came to Cat and the Hurricane because cat and cane sounded really snappy. So I went with that. But that's part one of it. When I was in middle school, Hurricane Katrina happened. And we all know that middle school kids at that age are so much fun and they're so funny. I got teased. I got teased because my real name is Katarina. And yeah, I went to school the next day and kids were teasing me like, way to go, Katarina.
It's your fault.
And it's like, joke's on you. Right. Joke's on you. My name's not Katrina. It's Katarina. So right. I thought that was a fun way to bring it all around full circle.
And they probably didn't even get that either when you said that.
No, they didn't know how to spell. It's fine. They were middle schoolers.
That sounds better. Cat, I like that, though. It sounds better than like Cat and the Light Showers or the Afternoon Rain or something, because your sound is so hurricane. Who are your acoustic influences, Cat?
Acoustic influences?
Yeah, you said you were playing acoustically for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to go with The Swell Season, if you're familiar with
that. I'm not, no.
Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe some of the musical nerds out there will chime in, but they're a fantastic duo, but they're eventually a full band. They made a movie called Once.
Great film.
It's a whole thing. So I will say The Swell Season, along with The Frames and then Glenn Hansard himself, it's like three different projects all in one.
Huh.
But I also really love like early Tegan and Sara and goodness, who else? Like early Coldplay. They did a lot of good acoustic music and Angus and Julia Stone. So I think that's like, you know, that's a good chunk of, more of an acoustic-y, bands and artists there.
There was a great moment in the movie Once where the soundboard operator, they finally got their money together and they got in there. And he's like, whatever, showing up, probably make $100 for a couple hours. And he's just reading the paper. And then he hears something that he likes. And all of a sudden, he's moving levers. It's just such a beautiful, subtle moment in this film. Like, yeah, these guys have it, you know? Love it.
Yeah.
The jaded sound guy going the extra mile, you know?
I'm so glad you've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great film. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
All right. Last question for you, Kat. We'll let you get out of here. What are you watching on TV? Well, when you're done, when you put your guitar down, what are you chilling out with at night, binge watching or cringe watching?
Oh, I'm so excited to answer this. So currently the newest obsession in my life and a lot of people in my life, we are all watching this streaming platform called Dropout. Hmm. And if you're not familiar with Dropout is, it was created by the people who ran and created College Humor. And so College Humor eventually came to an end. And so Sam Reich, like the CEO of it, bought out College Humor and now has created Dropout. And Dropout is a self-contained streaming platform that you can buy for $6 a month, which is way cheaper than Netflix. And it within itself, there's a bunch of different shows. There's like improv shows. It's so interesting. They have like Dungeons and Dragons campaigns. They have like comedy shows. They have just an array of things that I feel like this generation right now is truly appreciating. And it's also very, like, for me, it's just exciting to see like queer and trans people on this type of platform where queer and trans people aren't the butt of the joke. They are making the joke. And I love that. So Dropout. I highly, highly recommend it.
That is the most elaborate answer I've gotten since doing this show. Not only recommending a show, but an entire app or network. I love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll definitely check that out. Thank you so much, Kat. This was fun. I wish you luck on the tour. Crush it and come back anytime. And if you're in the area, you got a studio, we'd love to have you perform it if the mood catches you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun talking to you. Would love to talk to you again soon. And thank you for the luck. I appreciate it.
Let's do it. All right. Break a leg. That's Kat from Kat and the Hurricane. Check out their tour. They're coming through Wisconsin all over. And if you can't get to a show, check out catandthehurricane.com. That's where I found therapy. That's where I went to therapy, actually. Their music nice. Is therapy. That's what I'm trying to say. No. Great website, and a lot of their music is there. I don't know if it's right on the site, but that's how I found it. And great stuff. So thank you again to Terry Barr for connecting us with some. Are you saying peace, or we have 2 minutes?
It's 2 minutes.
Like, all right, Conrad, I'm here. I get peace. Yeah, and a fun show tomorrow night. Who we have tomorrow? We got it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35.
Yep.
We'll be joined by Sandy's Popper in Kenosha. We'll be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then we'll have I'm blanking here. Where are our guests? There we go. And then we'll have Jenna Watkins. So my new friend Jenna Watkins. She is Miss Harbor Cities here in. I don't know what her territory is for that. I don't know if she lives in Milwaukee, but she helped me judge Sputnik Fest, and we became fast friends. So Jenna will be here tomorrow night at 7:05. And then Trans-Siberian Orchestra fans, you're in for a treat. Al Petrelli will be here at 7:35 tomorrow night to talk about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, tremendously popular band, especially around the holidays. A great show tomorrow night. Thank you to Kat from Kat and the Hurricane. Thank you to Joanna Admicki. Check out Waukesha Oktoberfest or Rocktoberfest if you so choose. And thank you for all your texts. This was a lot of fun tonight. Always great when we can hang out like this and celebrate all the things that bring us together. I'm Pete Schwabe, and on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, artist Ben Erickson from Nina will tell us about a showcase of his art coming to the area.
Then Michael Friedman joins us from Simple Life Hospitality for another NFL Draft update.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.